All right, folks, we got a bonus scene with your hero. So let's just get right to it. This is birthday. They had a aphrodisiac time. It didn't even show it. Didn't show anything. So yeah, we're just gonna go right to it. And Chiro-san walked in. So let's see what's going on. He's writing up a report. Remember, he's done studying the perverts, so now he's just writing up the paper now. Oh, cool. So, well, Chiro-san always made her intentions incredibly clear, but for some reason she's being hesitant right now. What's the matter? Oh, you wanted to fuck before going to bed? I didn't do it with anybody at dinner today, so I'm definitely ready for it. Oh, they didn't have sex either. Wow. Yes, ahaha, glad to hear it. But I don't want to do it for myself today. I want to do it for you. Think of it as a birthday present. Huh? For me? But I already feel it's enough of a privilege to be able to have sex with you as we always do. There's nothing you want to do? I'll do anything! Oh, how about you tie me up and spank me? Tying her up and spanking her, huh? Somehow that didn't seem to fit in with the kind of sex we normally have. Our sex is usually more focused on working out. But now that she mentioned it, there was just one thing I wanted to do which we hadn't tried yet. Well, there is one thing. What is it? Come on, tell me, I'll do anything. I want to have... Yes. Because Hajime is a man of culture. Vanilla sex. Yes, folks. The kind of sex that I myself have had and the kind of sex I kind of prefer is vanilla sex. Not all the craziness, just the regular old vanilla sex. I like vanilla ice cream too a lot, by the way. Folks, I'm actually pretty fucking plain. I'm sorry. Vanilla? Vanilla? You mean like the sort of sex that normal people have? How does that work again? She's really struggling with the idea. I guess perverts like her really struggle with the concept of just regular old vanilla sex. For perverts, normal sex generally involves different sorts of kinks. So to hear somebody asking for vanilla sex probably confused them. I decided to put this in my report later. You know, just the two of us on the bed doing it missionary. It's the way God intended. Oh, right. That's what you meant. Sure thing. Let's do it. Oh, but are you sure that's all you want? Yeah, and ironically, having vanilla sex with a pervert would be a pretty rare opportunity, right? Huh? I guess. She really was confused. I decided to drop the subject for the time being. Here we go. Chiro-san jumped onto my bed and lay down. Even now, it felt like she was treating this as a workout. She was positioned as though she were halfway through a sit-up. Now that she was still, I had some time to admire her body again. It really was hot. She had no excess fat anywhere. Her well-defined muscles were clearly visible under her skin, which clung closely to her body. Her skin around her waist was particularly tight, with her abs separated down the middle by a crisp line. What's the matter? Oh, I was just thinking about how hot you are. Your body really is in good condition. Great condition, rather. She says, I exercise and train every day, after all. Complimenting her on her toned body seemed to make her happy. She grinned at me, revealing her brilliantly white teeth. Come on, I'm your birthday present today, okay? Do whatever you want to me. She spread her legs wide, fully exposing her now familiar pussy to me. Squelch. Chiro-san pulled her pussy open as wide as she could with her hands. I've seen her pussy tons of times, but it feels totally different now that I have the time to fully admire it. I've fingered and fucked it loads of times, but I never had the chance to fully admire its form like this, and it was spread out in front of me. It's not slack at all, despite how often it gets fucked. Its shape and color are beautiful, too. It's hard to believe how often it gets penetrated looking at it like this. I'd seen it hundreds of times. Being able to really stare at it like this was getting me even more aroused. Is it okay if I lick it? Yeah, sure. I already told you to do whatever you wanted. Go ahead. Oh, and I washed it right through to the inside, so it's perfectly clean. So she showered before coming to see me, huh? That she did that. The fact that she did that for me made me a little happy. Of course, this wouldn't be the first time I'd done her straight after she cleaned up. In fact, she's probably the person I'd fuck the most often immediately after their shower. But Chiro-san had cleaned herself up for me, for this very evening and for this very moment. She washed and cleaned herself just for me. Just thinking about it made my cock immediately hard. So thank you, here I go.
Yes, koi.
Nice, come on. Chiro-san let out an energetic shout as though she were about to begin a match of karate or judo. I brought my face to her fully exposed pussy and stretched out my tongue. Slurp. I planned to start by looking around her entrance, but I decided to take things a little more slowly and tease her labia. As I began to move my tongue, Chiro-san let out a suppressed moan. Chiro-san? She says, so sorry, it kind of tickles. It's been a while since I've had my pussy licked. I could well believe that. Perverts didn't tend to spend a lot of time on foreplay, which they don't. But still, for her to have such a reaction just from the tiny caresses of my tongue, she must have been super sensitive. Slurp, lick, lap, slurp, slurp, lick, slurp. I continued to lick her, covering her with the saliva on my tongue. First, I gently traced the outline of the pretty lips of inner lips of her pussy. I then pleasured her by flicking her labia with the tip of my tongue. It's like, haha, come on, that tickles. Next time I neared her entrance, I moved my tongue over it and the tinier opening above it. Her pussy wasn't visibly wet yet, so I wetted it with my own saliva. Slowly but surely, Chiro-san began to let out long sighs through her nose. Oh, she's starting to get wet. As I slowly drew my tongue across the inner folds of her labia, sticky juices began to ooze from her pussy. Even without me touching it, her pussy would always be dripping with juices almost instantly. Immediately, rather. Usually it was because of my intention to fuck her that it got so wet. But there was no greater pleasure to me than seeing Chiro-san reacting like this. But I'm not done yet. I want to see her feel even better. She said that she would do anything because it was my birthday. In that case, I wanted her to feel good for my sake and nobody else's. I moved the tip of my tongue upwards to where the folds of her inner lips met. I then licked around her clit, which is visibly swollen, if only for a little. It feels so good when you lick my clit so gently like that. As I continued to lick around and stimulate her clitoris, it immediately hardened. It rolled around on my tongue as though trying to get away. I continued to chase after it with my tongue, determined not to let it escape. It's like, that's it! Fuck, my clit is throbbing! Chiro-san's hips begin to twitch up towards the ceiling. Her hips' movements transformed into small spasms and finally came to a stop as Chiro-san arched her back and reached her climax. Her pussy, clit, and asshole are all twitching together, and there's so much thick juice pouring out. Thick juice has overflowed from her pussy, trickling down and wetting her asshole before soaking into the bedsheets underneath. The thickness and amount of cum she had produced was enough to tell me how good her orgasm had been. It's been so long since I came from having my pussy licked. Slurp, slurp. Smack, lick, slurp. feeling it was a waste just to let them dribble out. I began to suck up all of her thick juices as thoroughly as I could. Your juices taste amazing. They're so rich. Don't think any more is going to come out just from you praising me. And yet even more juice began to overflow from her pussy just the same. I continued to suck it up. It was my reward for making her feel so good. If you drink it all up, you're going to get full, you know. Don't worry, it tastes so good that I'm never going to get sick of it. Chiro-san blushed as she scratched at her cheek, her clit still hard and twitching. Shall I put it in now? Sure, of course. Oh, and if this is kind of your... Yeah, let's do that right. Oh, and this is your birthday present, remember? You don't have to ask. It makes me feel kind of embarrassed when you do. So sorry, you know, you're kind of cute today. Hey, stop that. You're making me blush. Seriously. Seriously. Chiro-san squirmed, hands on her head as though she were ready to pull out her hair. Her reaction was so cute, it made me want to start teasing her even more. Well, in that case, I lifted myself up and pointed my dick towards her overflowing pussy. Like, ha, is it me or does it look even bigger than usual? The tip looks fake to burst. Probably because I'm even more turned on than normal. I positioned my cock at her wide open, soaking wet entrance. My dick was like a monster, with every vein along it more visible than the other. She says it really is bigger than normal. I wrenched open her pussy with the swollen head of my dick. My rounded head stretching her entrance open, I pushed my dick inside. Squelch! As I pushed my cum deeper inside, or my cum. Well, I mean, that's technically what's gonna happen, but. As I pushed my cock deeper inside her, Chiro-san let out a shrill, joyous moan. My dick feels amazing too. It's like it's tingling. Tingle! The tightness of her pussy was overwhelming at the best of times, but right now it's trembling even harder, each contraction sending a wave of pleasure through me. Smack, squelch, squirt, squelch, smack, squelch. I slowly began to move my hips, wanting to indulge more and more in this pleasure. Ah, your pussy is grabbing onto my dick! Her pussy squeezed tightly like nothing I'd ever felt before. When I tried to pull my dick backwards, it sealed tightly around it like a vacuum. It felt so good, like her pussy was sucking on my cock. Yeah, this might be the first time I felt like this. Chiro-san always fucked and was fucked hard. And yet she was so enraptured by the gentle movements of my hips that her body was trembling. It feels so good. Doesn't this feel great, Chiro-san? It says, yeah, it does. It's not moving. I'm not moving at all, but this still might be the best I've ever felt. A perfect vanilla missionary position. A perfectly vanilla pace. The luxury of having totally vanilla sex with a pervert. I took pleasure in every single thrust, not wanting to let this amazing birthday present go to waste. Despite the almost agonizingly slow pace of my thrust, Chiro-san seemed absolutely ecstatic. She's getting so incredibly wet, the sheets underneath her ass are soaked. The extent of her pleasure was clear from the amount of liquid that overflowed from her pussy as I continued to fuck it. Connected to her with my dick, I could feel her arousal too. I began to increase my pace, pumping in and out of her even faster in order to feel even better. Smack, squelch, squelch, smack, bam, slam. I thrust delicately, yet quickly, into her tight pussy. With each thrust making Chiro-san feel even better, my pleasure was also increasing. Unlike the usual sort of sex you'd have with a pervert, this sex felt incredible on a psychological level. Chiro-san bit her lip, as though trying to fight against the overwhelming pleasure. As she did, her pussy tightened even more strongly, increasing the friction against my cock. Her muscular body squirmed as beads of sweat flew off of it. I'm about to come too! Yeah, I'm coming! As our pleasure reached its limit, both of us reached our climaxes at what seemed to be the exact same time. At the very same moment I came inside her, I could feel Chiro-san's pussy tightening in waves, first against my shaft, then against my head. Those contractions spurred on my ejaculation as though they were timed perfectly to coincide with my orgasm. Yeah! The cum's being squeezed out of me, your pussy is squeezing all my cum! Spurt, squelt, squirt! With each twitch of my cock releasing more of its load, Chiro-san came at the exact same time. It was pure and utter bliss, the two of us coming again and again in perfect sync and reaching the heights of pleasure together. Spurt, squirt, squelch. I clenched my groin and shot more inside her. I mustered up all of my strength to fill her pussy with my cum down to its very depths. The aftershocks of her orgasm were lasting as long as I kept on coming inside her. It felt as though I'd been coming for at least several minutes. When I finally stopped, both Chiro-san and I were soaked in sweat, our breathing ragged. Neither of us could speak. All we could hear was our breathing and the beating of our hearts. Our pussy continued to tighten around my shaft as though trying to pull out even more cum from my empty cock. My dick slowly began to soften while each of her contractions continued to toy with it. We stayed there for a while, continuing to share in the pleasurable aftershocks of our orgasms. That felt amazing, Chiro-san. It was a great birthday present. Thank you. She says, you're welcome. I slowly drew my cock out. Her pussy squeezed tightly as though reluctant to let go of my receding dick. Squelch. Squirt. Even though I'd only come once, an unbelievable amount of cum gushed out of her hole when I pulled my dick out. Did I really come this much? I already knew, given how swollen my insides got, but it really is a lot, huh? That's how good it felt. Yeah? I'm glad I gave you this present. Ha, it really did feel amazing. Chiro-san sank down into the bed, my cum continuing to gush from her gaping pussy as she enjoyed the aftershocks of her orgasm. Her pussy was so wide open that I could see down to its very depths, its walls plastered with my sticky cum. It's been so long. Maybe this is even my first time doing vanilla sex, but it felt great. Even if it's supposed to be my present, I'm glad that Chiro-san enjoyed it too. Want to try vanilla sex again sometime? Only if you want to, of course. Oh, sounds great. You're probably the only person I can do it with, so it might be nice from time to time. Chiro-san smiled, still riding the last waves of her orgasm. Her expression showed me just how much she had enjoyed the experience, and that made me incredibly happy. I consider myself quite a diligent student, if I did say so myself. At the very least, I attended all of my lectures, which made my professors very happy. But at the same time, I did get pretty lazy in my spare time. I was only human. Lying in the sunlight under the kotatsu, is there any finer depravity that a man can indulge in? I was dozing in the pleasantly warm sunlight that had bathed the living room. I decided to treat myself to a lazy day and not touch my report. Huh? What you doing there, Hajime-kun? As I lay spread out in the sunlight, I saw Chiro-san appear above me. Oh, hi, I don't have any lectures or anything today, so I'm just chilling. You keep lazing around, your muscles are gonna get weaker again, you know? If you're free, why not come out with me? Come on, let me do nothing just this once. You really are lazy. Come on, get up. Chiro-san pulled on my arm, forcing me to my feet. My body was pulled away from the warm sunlight on the floor, making me feel uncomfortably cold. Okay, put your exercise gear on and then your running shoes. We're heading out. Come on, go, 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 go! If you don't get moving, I'll shove my fist up your butt. Yes, ma'am! Chiro-san smacked my butt as though this were some kind of boot camp. I had no other option but to get changed. Thanks to Chiro-san's watchful gaze and my desire to not have her fist up my butt, it only took 3 minutes for us to get out the door. Okay, since we're both off today, let's do some jogging. I don't mind, but I'm not that fast. I'll match your pace. It's only jogging after all. You gotta enjoy it. Okay, so where are we heading? There's a jogging trail in the park. I figured we'd go there. Sure, I'll follow you there, so please make sure you don't run too far ahead. Of course, let's go. Hey, that's a sprint. I ran after Chiro-san and broke into a high-speed sprint right from the start. The park was full of people on walks, businessmen slacking off from work, and women pushing strollers. There was a surprising number of people relaxing in the park despite it being a weekday, although Chiro-san and I were the only ones on the jogging trail. I continued to run up to Chiro-san, who was breathing heavily. Even though she wasn't going particularly slowly, I was able to keep up with her at least. As to be expected of a personal trainer, she was good at creating the perfect pace for her partner based on their fitness ability. However, I watched Chiro-san's back as she ran ahead. Her footsteps were light and quick. Her smallest breast jiggled slightly with each step. But what really caught my attention from behind was her ass, wrapped up as it was in those spats. Despite the rest of her body being so toned, her ass was relatively big. It wobbled every time one of her feet hit the ground. That's not forgetting the hole in Chiro-san's spats. Running behind her, I could clearly see her pussy stuffed with a vibrator. It must be tough running like this and trying to keep that vibrator in there at the same time. Not having a pussy myself, I wouldn't know, but I could imagine that it would be very easy for it to slip out during running. It'd be impossible if she didn't have such a strong and tight pussy. As I gazed at Chiro-san's back, my thoughts moved to the pussy that was currently holding on to that vibrator. Just remembering its tightness is giving me a hard-on. I felt something itching in my pants. Huh? No, it's not that. The feeling in my pants wasn't my cock growing hot with lust. It was a slightly lighter, wetter feeling than that. You're slowing down? Tired already? The vibrations from my jogging were increasing that sensation further, and I had started to slow down. I'm so sorry! I need to use the bathroom. Oh, there's one right over there. Good timing. I looked to where Chiro-san was pointing and spotted the park's restroom. I'll be right back. Guess my urge to pee came at just the right time. I hurried past Chiro-san towards the restroom. Okay, here it is, huh? I kept my jogging pace when hurrying to the restroom, but I found a soul-destroying notice waiting for me. Due to waterworks issues, the restroom is closed today. Ah! I felt weak at the knees and almost peed myself then and there. Or there and then. I desperately clenched my anus to stop it. What's the matter? Why were you screaming? Did you wet yourself? Oh, out of order, huh? After catching up to me and reading the notice, Shiro-san shrugged her shoulders. Guess you'll just have to go over there, huh? Over where? Here? There. Shiro-san was pointing towards the verge along the jogging trail. The trail ran along the park's pond. Shiro-san was pointing towards the side facing the pond. You mean stand here and do it facing that way? Yup. This place was far too open and just pee then and there. It's better than wetting yourself, right? And if you gotta do it, you might as well enjoy it. I guess I'll join you too. It's all about unity. Chiru-san proceeded to pull out the vibrator and her pussy through the open hole in her spats. Tucking the moistened vibrator into the waistline of the spats, Chiru-san faced towards the pond and stood with her legs wide apart. Then she placed her hands on her pussy, spreading her lips wide. Squish, her widespread pussy glistened brilliantly as it caught the sunlight. I imagined myself taking the same position as her and peeing out here. It did seem like it would make for a pretty good piss. Oh, I just realized I really gotta go. Imagining myself peeing had reminded me that my bladder was at its limit. There was no time left to think. I immediately pulled down my pants and took out my dick. Okay, well, this is probably where we have to quit because apparently they're going to do some kind of sexual urination. They could talk about it, but yeah, we can't show it. So, yeah, guys, I'm going to have to quit the recording there. And we'll get back with you soon, unless this is the last scene. And if it is, well, that's all we got.